Living fossil, horseshoe crab, Lemuridae. Funereal and everlasting, like the 104-year-old old world relic in the family album, who held the deed to all that prime shoreland, propped in broadcloth, shellacked with wear, in the shell-backed rattan chair, the seamed face pursed to an O. A museum plaque details your vast immunities. You can fast a year, can abide viscous salinities, Antarcticas of cold. Nothing taxes you to change. You've been granted for proper use, benefit and behoof, a spacious class between the high-rise neighborhoods of arachnid and crustacean, and life in perpetuity to boot. Turns out we've adapted you. Your cupric blue antibacterial blood test the purity of our drugs. It's what we have to do to last. I find even I have covenanted with you, absorbing your chitin in my womb's dissolvable sutures. How can I be anything but glad some future creatures waited 300 million years to inherit your estate, while you grow young each June, clambering or being clambered aboard in full moon estuaries, your fencing foil gallantly sparring, churning sperm among giant tapioca eggs, so that by fall your full hoof young can cast their mulch of molt among the crisped eelgrass, a parchment translucence that looks richer and more tender than the sheerest pat of plus gras butter.